This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium closer to their house, sacking the mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner. Firstly, by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Good afternoon and good morning, Rhys.
Hello, Lloyd.
You alright?
Yeah, being a bit more sensible than you with the intro. This is a big episode.
What do you mean? Let's not mess about. Every episode's big.
Every episode's big, yeah. And we treat them individually, but this is bigger than others.
No.
It's a cup final of an episode.
As Paul Hurst, the Grimsby Town manager, says, you treat every game the same, whether it's Mansfield, whether it's Crawley.
And what league are they in?
Whether it's Brighton.
And what league are they in?
Who?
And did they beat Brighton?
No, but we beat Southampton. We beat Luton. We beat the other ones.
Ed Gamble's on the podcast. Okay.
Burton Albion.
That's and I'm not saying that having Ed Gamble's better than all the other guests.
It's not.
No, I know. I'm not saying that.
Why have you got an erection?
I'm not saying that. That's completely separate.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
What I am saying is, you know, it's our first episode with someone we know for a fact does not like football.
Yes.
That's why it's a big episode.
It is a big episode.
We've got a task on our hands as interviewers. Normally, you just go, away you go to the guest and they get out their little notepads. And they say, oh, I want to do this because it means this to me. Ed is probably going to try and destroy the game, the beautiful game.
Ed's great. He's very funny. We've known him for years.
We met him on the football course. Since we did that football course, we met Ed. He failed, obviously. But here we are. You'll enjoy the episode.
I hope you do.
Joining us this week on Fit and Proper is, sure, a comedian, a writer, an actor.
Say sure.
All that nonsense. More importantly, Lloyd, is podcasting royalty.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking here about someone who has, brackets, one of the biggest podcasts. I'd be livid with that. I'm talking about someone who basically invented podcasts. He was in before the door even opened.
I remember first seeing this person's Twitter be like, here's my podcast with my other co-host. And I was like, what the sweet fucking Lord is a podcast? And what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You get out there and gig it off the curb Swansea, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop talking into a microphone and get out and do some bloody jokes.
And there's no point being cryptic about who it is in the way we have been because the name's in the title of the episode. It's Ed Gamble.
Yeah, it really felt like you were about to introduce Ricky Gervais there.
Invented podcast. It's Jake Humphries. Well, I wasn't even referring to Off Menu being an early podcast. I mean, he did a podcast before that.
Peacock and Gamble podcast.
Peacock and Gamble.
Well, actually, Ray Peacock podcast before that. And then, then it was Peacock and Gamble.
But this is fucking ages.
We were pre-Herring.
Pre-Herring.
And you can take that to Herring and he'll deny it.
Also, you were in, and I hope I'm fine in saying this, you were in your early Gamble days where we were both the same size Gamble days.
Big boys.
I remember.
Big boys of podcasting.
The big boys of podcasting.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, sure.
I remember... We obviously go back years and years.
Hang on, I've just realised you said, am I allowed to talk about this? And I said yes, but I don't know what you're about to talk about.
You were the child. No. We go back years and years and years. Mm. We all do. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And everyone... What?
Yes, I know what you mean. I know what the phrase means. We go back years. Yeah,
as in like we've known each other for a long time.
Oh, right. Sorry, right.
And I knew Ed as the same kind of check shirt wearing big guy as me.
Got to wear a check shirt. Confuses people.
Yes,
they don't know what size you are because they're too busy going, where's that line going?
Am I playing Magic Eye? And I remember going to see, McNeil and Pamphilon.
Yes.
At the Hen and Chickens. And I was going there with Rachel Stubbings. And then, this is all contextual.
Yeah.
And then someone went, Lloyd. I was like, you all right? He went, yeah, you doing? You okay? I was like, yeah, good, thanks. Not knowing who the sweet lord this was, it was Ed Gamble.
Sorry, what kind of story is this?
Ed Gamble
just immediately positioning yourself as above our guest. You were a little fanboy of me.
No. I know where Lloyd's going with this because I'd lost so much weight, he didn't recognise me.
You had lost so much weight, I absolutely did not know who you were. Yeah. And I was like, well, this is great that I've got a lovely fan. I don't usually get recognised. I was like, oh my God, Ed Gamble, you're right, mate.
I remember the whispers before I'd seen you.
Well, that's what
I ate a lot of whispers.
That's what stopped it.
Remember those rappers.
That's all. That's if anyone's trying to lose weight,
you walked on stage.
Just stop eating whispers, stop guys. Eating whispers. You'll drop loads.
But I remember it being like, Ed, have you seen Ed Gamble's got sexy? Ed's got really sexy now.
I thought you were sexy before.
Yeah, it was like when Joel got hench.
Yeah, sure.
It was like there were whispers before I got to see it in person. You know, Joel's hench now.
Also, the initial whispers were, do you know Joel brings all his meals to gigs in little boxes?
Yeah, he's got a little Tupperware.
Joel Protein Dommett.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm responsible for Joel's success, but he said, I'm going to grow a beard like yours. He then grew a beard like mine, and next thing I know, he's got Mercedes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Okay, Ed, but crucially, what we need to get into early doors of this podcast, not a huge football fan.
No, I wouldn't say so. I'd say, I'm not actively against it as a pursuit.
Okay, as a pursuit. Is it a pursuit?
Yeah, is that fair?
Absolutely. That was very Duke of Edinburgh there.
People really like it, don't they?
Yeah.
Football.
But not as many as you think if you start on a podcast. But people. But generally, people are all right with it.
Yeah, like, obviously, I follow a lot of people on Twitter who really like football, and Saturday is a very confusing day for my timeline.
Yeah.
Who are those people that stand out on your timeline?
Well, you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
There's a lot of comedians who like football, which I'll say it now, I don't think's right.
Right, because comedians should be dweebs.
Yeah.
Right. And they see football
as football should be comedy.
Right, okay.
They should have that obsession should be too busy to follow football to that obsessive a level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will stand by that.
Are you kind of trying to make a case that you don't have anything else in your life but comedy that you're obsessed with?
No, because obviously
there's a lot of evidence to the contrary.
There's quite a lot of other things I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
Like food.
Yeah.
But I have to eat, so I may as well really be into it.
Fair enough. That's a good defense.
Heavy metal.
And you have to rock out.
Yeah. Well,
you have to headbang.
It's in my jeans. I've got a headbang.
Yeah.
So I may as well really get obsessed with it.
It's in your skinny jeans.
Yeah. I know the argument's sort of falling apart, but I do feel like football and comedy are two separate worlds and they shouldn't be introduced to each other.
Thank you for coming on this football and comedy podcast. It's been a good episode.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I do know what
I mean.
I do know what you mean because we go way back.
Yeah.
You know, in a long time.
If you go back far enough, then you'll see that football and comedy shouldn't mix.
Yeah.
But, I mean, have you had any actual direct contact with football?
With football?
Yeah. Have you been to see a football match?
Do you mean football or a football?
With, well, both.
That was one of the weirdest questions I think you've ever asked. Have you had any direct contact?
Because your experience seems indirect.
So when I was younger, I didn't enjoy football, but I felt like I should because all my friends did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have been to football matches.
Good.
I decided I supported Chelsea because my uncle supported Chelsea.
Yeah.
Which is such a pathetic reason to get into something.
Is your uncle Omidjalili?
No, my uncle's not Omidjalili.
Okay.
Do you know what you mean?
I decided to get into going to Chelsea games. So I went to quite a lot of those in the 90s. I could probably name a lot of the team.
Okay.
That sort of sticks in the mind. It's sort of Torre, Andre Flo, Ruud Gullit, Mark Hughes era.
Yeah, it's a good era,
Scott,
to be fair.
Scott Minto, Frank Leboeuf.
I did not. Wow, okay, okay.
I saw Scott Minto at an airport once and recognised him straight away.
Again, this is the crossover that I did not expect.
Yeah, there's an exhibition of knowledge here I was not expecting to see. Yeah,
Ed Gamble knowing the man Scott Minto. Of course it's got food in his name.
I had a Chelsea shirt with with Hullett on the back.
Yes, good choice.
Viali scored with his arse once. I like that.
Yeah.
Always remember
yeah,
that.
That's your sort of thing. Yeah. That's comedy and football mixing. Yeah,
that, I mean, that was good stuff.
Rude Hullett is a big foodie.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'll get
big foodie and a big
menu.
Whiny. Yeah.
Do you think James would be thrilled with him being booked on the podcast?
Well, James also has a similar love of 90s football, but Manchester United.
Oh, yeah, of
so
course.
We both only have that particular area of knowledge. Also, around the same time, my cousins are like proper diehard Sheffield United fans.
Are they?
So I've been to a few games there when we were visiting them.
Ah.
Bramall Lane?
Yeah, I've been to Bramall Lane.
Scary,
and away games on Boxing Day as well, like when we were up there for Christmas.
So you go
we would go to like Tranmere.
Where is the family then based?
They're based in Sheffield.
In Sheffield.
But then we'd be there for Christmas Day. And they'd be like, "Oh, it's Boxing Day, and we've got an away game, so we're all going to the game."
Perfect. Boxing Day is the worst day to go and watch football. Do you know why? Because it fucking stinks. You've got like 10 to 15 predominantly male,
yeah,
like fans there that have got no real regard for hygiene. That have essentially are washing machines full of food and food that they don't eat all year round. Your Brussels sprouts, yeah, your gravies, your cranberry sauce. They're like ticking time bombs. Boxing Day football is the worst smelling game of the year. It's fucking
amazing. Stinks anyway, right?
No, was that your experience? So when you were going there, were you trying to force yourself to enjoy it on these
occasions? Definitely.
Because you thought, well, everyone's enjoying it, so I must be wrong.
Yeah.
Effectively. So yeah, but you weren't enjoying
it. If your friends are in something, you're like, well, I should be into that, and I'll pick the thing and then I'll go and I'll... I found it so boring.
But you found your takeaways were it's boring and it stinks.
Yeah, I mean it does stink, be fair.
Be fair,
it does stink. It's a very good point from you, Lloyd, actually. Like the rest of the time, even when it's not Boxing Day, it is smelly because men stink.
So it'd be interesting to see like how you're gonna do this podcast, essentially.
Yeah.
Because you're not massively invested in any club. So
no.
Like who are you even?
I think that's better when you're there's no emotional strings.
Take a proper view at it.
I feel a bit bad getting rid of that manager or getting rid of that stand that was built in 1855 because you don't give a shit.
No, I couldn't care less. No.
Oh, breaking news.
Breaking news just reaching us now. Ed Gamble is the new owner of Manchester United. Not sure anyone saw that coming. We'll get full details on the deal as they emerge. But for now, get the sparkling water out as Ed Gamble is now the new owner of Manchester United.
Wow. Well, okay, so you've gone with the biggest. You've gone with the
is that
biggest, the best
us?
Brand.
Yeah.
Man United. How much did it cost you to get Man United?
Well, how long's a piece of string?
A few bill. How'd you get that?
Oh, I've
off menu, I'd imagine.
It's off menu, yeah. Off menu, a couple
money.
Of episodes of off menu.
Yeah, sell a couple t-shirts.
Yeah.
A couple of reads. That's sorted. Let's go buy money.
I think we should make it clear that I'm doing this and I will be bad at it and it will be the downfall.
Of Manchester United.
Of Manchester United.
I've got no issue.
Certainly
with that.
Financially.
People don't come on here with good ideas very often.
But the people I want it made clear I've had another idea to make sure we don't lose too much money and to make this a worthwhile project.
Okay.
I'm gonna film a documentary about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your older Deadpool and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But rather than it being a team at the bottom that they're trying to make go up in a heartwarming documentary, I'm bringing down an institution.
Great. Okay, great. From the inside.
Yeah. And I feel like the amount of awards and money I'll get from that will sort of fill the coffers a little bit.
So it won't matter that you're completely losing money on Man United.
No.
And you've spent a couple bill on it.
Because the more money I lose on Man United, the more money the documentary is going to make.
So you're like hedging. It's what's called hedging. Do you know what I mean? You're like the Nadeem Zahawi telling your mates, by the way, I'm going to short the economy.
Who does he play for?
He's a free agent at the moment.
Tory United.
They play in blue. And
that's another thing. What's the point of having Tory and Labour just...
Yeah.
Pop them together.
Britain United.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you need to go on the rest is politics for that. This is one for us. I will caveat that with the Man United thing that a lot of Man United fans, I'd say 90% of Man United fans, do not like the current Manchester United ownership. So this is not a new thing for Manchester United.
Oh, great. So they're going to be chuffed that I'm...
They'll be excited that you're in.
Off menu, bloke. Yes, please.
They'll be excited you're in. Not for very long, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
When they see what's happening.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on. Big changes coming.
So what sort of changes are you making? What's the first priority?
Well, sort of get rid of the players, I think.
All of them?
Yeah, because also within this purchase, I think this is such a good idea and it's a good cost-saving technique because I'm immediately having to cut costs because I spent so much money on this team.
Yeah.
I'm also buying a lookalike agency.
Okay, great.
Right, so I've got so many lookalikes on my books. I'm replacing all the players with people who look like them.
Great. And do they look, how good is the lookalike?
From the back row of the stadium, you'd think it's the same person.
Okay.
Right.
Front row, bit iffy.
Yeah.
You're questioning it.
But this is presumably why you're banning fans from the stadium as well.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell on Zoom if your internet's not brilliant.
Exactly, yeah.
Internet's not brilliant. Also, bit misty, bit of rain on the camera. Yeah,
No close-ups.
No close-ups.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then another idea I had tactically is what you do when your opposition arrives. You've got lookalikes for their players as well, and so you've got them mixed in as well, so that's going to confuse them.
just to try and bamboozle them.
Yeah, so they're going to end up passing to the lookalike rather than...
Oh, so wait, they're on the pitch, so you send them onto the pitch to look like them,
yeah,
and then they're freaking out existentially that they're passing to themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, why am I over there?
Why am I over there?
Why am I playing that position?
Good, yeah.
Why am I playing right back?
Yeah, why am I playing up top? What's going on here?
Because I do want to win games.
Well, it sounds like it.
I don't want to just completely tank the whole thing. And I think the lookalike bamboozle factor, I think, is going to win us some games.
Are you worried if you start winning games, the lookalikes are going to start asking for much more money and they're going to end up on footballers' wages anyway?
Well, that's going to take so long that I'll be long gone by the time it gets there.
You'll have been in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
The lookalikes, their names, will they stay the same as the actual footballers' names, or will you keep the same name as the lookalikey?
It'll be like the footballer's name, but just with one changed letter.
Right, Ronaldo-y.
Yeah, Ronaldo-y.
Like Pro Evo, you're not allowed to do the names.
Yeah, like Pro Evo, I guess. I was thinking more like the Nando's knockoffs, like Frangos.
Frangos.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Frangos or Pro Evo. Yeah,
like Frangos or Pro Evo.
Yeah.
So instead of David De Gea, you'd have David the...
Get.
Yeah, David De Gea.
Does it have
David
to sound the same? Or can it
or
just...
David no,
it's one letter as well, because this is more a sort of like, it sort of looks like the name from the back row, and then you squint and realise this.
Right. David De Gea.
Maguire.
Yeah.
Not Maguire.
Yeah. Are you going to have a lookalike for yourself, so you don't have to go to the games?
Oh, well, I'm not going.
Yeah, you don't want to.
No way.
Waste your time with that.
Yeah. Do you know if there is an actual Ed Gamble lookalike right now?
I don't think.
Yeah. What?
I get a lot of lookalikes sent to me.
Just random people in the street?
No, just it's always like, I'll just get... I mean, I think you get the same, Reese. It's like, this guy looks like you, and you're like, it's just standard white man.
Any white guy from a TV show.
Oh, yeah, it's just a fat bloke with a beard.
Yeah, there you go.
Have you got a manager?
Yeah, this is the thing. So a manager and an owner are different, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the owner would be the manager's boss. So the owner just owns the club. I mean, a bit like a Frangos, right? You'd have a manager of the Frangos and the person who owns the chain.
Right. Okay, so it's blonde lady and Ted Lasso's the owner, moustache is the manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blonde lady in Ted Lasso's manager.
You couldn't remember Ted Lasso from Ted Lasso's name.
Oh, yeah.
You called him moustache.
But I felt like I disrespected blonde lady, sure, so I didn't want to then do quality. The same with... Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Well, I think that should change.
You'd be both.
Yeah, I think if you buy it, you've got to look after it, right?
Well, I think the argument there is that your skill set as an owner of a business is different to a manager of a football club, in that a football club will need skills, will need...
It's about tactics. The manager's in charge
tactics,
of selecting the team and doing the tactics.
Putting their arm around a player when they're a little bit sad.
We're doing this formation, and he does the team talk and stuff. So we're doing this formation. Our tactic is score all the goals more than you.
Yeah, but then why is someone buying a football club if they don't know how to do that?
Well, what they'll do is it's
more the business side of things. Like,
we'll
for example, it'd be cheaper if we got lookalikes.
Yeah,
or
that's tactics as well, though.
It's sure
to a point.
There's definitely tactics in there.
Yeah,
I think you'd struggle to find a manager that buy into these tactics, but you absolutely would be able to get a manager that would want to manage Manchester United, even if you gave them the blueprints for the season.
But you want to scrap it as a role.
No, maybe. So I want to. Maybe I'll get Paul Bearer.
He's a wrestler.
Undertaker's manager.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
Great.
That actually his name.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He's dead now, but he's the dead. Undertaker's manager.
Who's Undertaker's manager now?
I think it's someone else. Undertaker's called. Retired, actually. I don't think he had a manager after Paul Bearer passed. But yeah, I think I had Paul Bearer because he's a successful sports manager.
Yeah, he's proven it.
Yeah.
He's proven it at the highest level.
The Undertaker's like one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Yeah.
Do you get to see in wrestling? Do you get to see much of Paul Bearer, or is it just a presence you're aware of?
Well, he comes out with The Undertaker and he'll be like side of stage. So outside of ring. So Paul Bearer would come out. Does the manager come out with the team at the beginning?
Yeah.
Right. Well, he's coming out first.
And stands on the side the whole time. Do that. Go over there.
Yeah, yeah. So, but he'll walk out with him onto the pitch with his. He holds an urn. So he'll come out. He'll come out with the look-alikes.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Paul Bearer, or it'll be a look-alike.
It will be real Paul Bearer.
It will be real Paul Bearer.
If that's all right. He is dead. Fine, is that okay to bring him back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can bring him back if you want. Yeah. Because we've got this format point on the show where Lloyd's a genie and you can do whatever you want. It's all sort of magic. You can do anything.
Great. Lovely.
Yeah, it's good. We're going to break a new ground.
Yeah.
Okay, so your signings are sorted. Your manager's sorted.
Yeah. So I want to ask, obviously, you know that the Manchester United kit is famously red. And they are called the Red Devils. Mm. That's changing? That's staying?
Yeah, I think red, but I had some ideas uniform-wise, like morph suits maybe, but also just tops off.
Tops off, skins.
Tops off's away kit.
Away kit, tops off, so you don't have an away kit.
Yeah, tops off.
Right, okay. Tops off away.
What about if you've got...
Red at home.
Red morph suit at home.
Red morph suit at home. Yeah. But so, with covering the face as well.
No, because no, we need the look-alike. We need the look-alike thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so like almost like a Teletubby outfit where you get to see...
Yeah.
Yeah, because and the Teletubbies, they're essentially wearing suits.
No, I don't agree that it's like Teletubbies at all.
Okay. You can see the face, so I know what you mean by that.
They would look like Teletubbies in a way, but more athletic.
So skin type.
There's a Japanese cartoon of an egg called Gudetama.
Yeah.
The man that Gudetama hangs out with, I want them to look like that, but
exactly.
Red.
Google that.
Look it up. You can see his ass.
Look it up.
Well, away kit is tops off. Still wearing morph suit bottoms, essentially just tights.
Yeah, I think so. Tights, yeah. So tights. But definitely tops off.
What about like shin pads under there? Are you allowed shin pads and stuff?
No. We want a reputation. We want a bit of a rep, you know? We're not a shin pad team.
Not a shin pad team.
No way, man.
What about boots and studs?
I just think that's like pussy shit, isn't it?
Hardy.
Yeah.
So what are they wearing on their feet?
Whatever they want.
Whatever they want. What if they want to wear
dealer's
boots?
Choice.
Are they allowed to wear boots if they want to wear boots?
No, that's pussy shit.
No pussy shit, but you can wear what you want.
Yeah.
Ice skates?
Yeah.
Right.
Wear ice skates. Doc Martens for sure. Steel toe caps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spikes?
Spikes. Crocs.
Crocs.
Ooh. Sport mode on.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Are you having a sponsor on the morph suit?
Yeah.
So who makes the kits? What brand makes the kits to begin with?
I did have some ideas for sponsors. Oh, yeah. Has anyone ever been sponsored by a rival club?
Don't think so.
No. There was a
feels
really...
Feels about time, doesn't it?
There was a really funny story of... There's a shopping centre in Liverpool called Liverpool One. That's what it's called. Liverpool O-N-E. Liverpool One. And Everton... built a shop there in the Liverpool One complex and they called it Everton Two. So the address was Everton Two, Liverpool One.
That's good.
That's clever. And you want to do a similar thing on your kits.
Yeah.
Rival team, sponsored by Manchester City.
I think that's pretty good.
I'd say Liverpool.
Sponsored by Liverpool.
That'll
Liverpool.
Get in their heads, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Liverpool sponsored Manchester
and you're making them, are you making them pay for it? As in, do they have to pay to do the sponsorship? Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll work out a way of tricking them, I think.
Right.
We'll say it's a charity or something. And then by the time we've got the money and printed the morph suits, they won't be able to do anything.
Exactly, yeah. And how are they going to be on the morph suits? So I know that you know, you're into fashion. Are they embroidered? Or are they just flat out printed, cutting costs?
I think to get flat out printed to really... Because you can do that at like Snappy Snaps, can't you?
Yeah.
And that'll get in their heads more if it's all like peeling off as well.
Yeah.
like the fourth day of a stag do.
Yeah.
Where she's going, oh, me balls just ripped off.
And
if you had a logo.
Are you changing the badge, the club crest of Manchester United at all?
Club crest.
You got anything in mind for what? Because it goes there sort of above the nip.
See, I quite maybe change it to the Liverpool crest.
Right.
Fucking hell.
So you're getting the Liverpool crest. It says Liverpool across the middle.
What's the Liverpool crest? Is that?
It's a liver
bird. It's a liver bird.
Yeah. And the currently it's a red devil with Manchester on the top and United underneath.
Oh, but I like devils.
Yeah.
Maybe I change it to So they like, and that is cool though. Are they like the rivals of Liverpool?
Yeah, Manchester United and Liverpool famously
hate each other. Yeah,
hate each other.
Right,
to the point where you wouldn't sell a player to the other team.
Well, maybe then, because the idea of this club, I think, is we're just trying to get psychologically ruin other teams. So yeah, we've got the lookalike players, and then we're being sponsored by Liverpool, and they don't realise until we've printed the morph suits, and then it's too late. And then with our badge, because I like the Red Devil, I'd like to keep that. But on the fork, I'd like to put a dead liver bird.
Oh, wow.
Fucking hell. Yeah. Okay. I might have to retire from this podcast.
Okay.
I don't have skin in the game here, apart from when it's away. So, you know, people won't get annoyed by this.
Yeah. Are you still
having a problem with it?
That's fine. Good luck selling tickets in Liverpool next year.
done Liverpool show.
Are you still calling the team Manchester United? Obviously, we talked about this earlier about you going, why is it United if there's two in there? Would you? Manchester United's name used to be Newton Heath. That's what they used to be called back
like
in the
that.
Day. Okay. So you keep in
Manchester. Where's that?
What?
Where's that?
Exactly.
Newton Heath was not northeast Manchester.
Yeah,
East Manchester. Yeah.
So did they move into Manchester?
So
were Man City already there, and they moved in, and
I can't remember exactly where Man City were, but Manchester United were east at Manchester. They then moved to Salford to go to Old Trafford.
Yeah.
I think now Manchester City are closer to Newton Heath than Manchester United are. I'm not sure where Manchester City started. I apologise.
So I think we either change the name to Manchester to try and to because either push Manchester City out or get them to join up.
Yeah.
Or we change it to, well, we do change the name depending on where my tour dates are. So if I'm doing Salford Lowry, we change the name to Ed Gamble Salford Lowry with the date.
Okay, right. So yeah. Pure promo.
Pure promo.
And will you be doing the tour show or will that be a lookalike?
I haven't fully decided yet. No, I think I'll do it because I won't be busy
you
with
like
the team.
Doing, or yeah, yeah, yeah. And you actually like doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're interested in comedy.
Yeah, I like that.
Because that should be your football.
Yeah, because why would anyone be interested in football?
Yeah. You alluded just earlier that you like the mascot, the Red Devil. The Red Devil is, he's called Fred the Red.
Yeah.
He comes out at Old Trafford and he parades.
You're changing it. But you're keeping him on the badge, but you're changing it as the mascot.
Yeah, but we're going to make him look proper horrible.
Right.
Like a proper devil.
Oh, right.
Like a horror movie.
Like eight mouths, like really evil.
Yeah.
Drooling.
How are you going to do this? How are you going to actually do it? Because it's obviously just like a fluffy costume that someone's in at the moment.
No, it won't be though.
Right.
We're going to get, I think it's Rick Baker, the special effects artist. He's going to come and, or Tom Savini. We'll get both of them on board.
Shout out to Tom and Rick.
And they'll design a new outfit and all the lights will go off before he comes out. And it's proper horrible. You just see it. And then a shaft of light down the tunnel. And then just end, you just see... just runs past.
And then you don't know where he's gone.
You don't know where he's gone. And then... all eight mouths screaming at you.
Wow. From the middle of the pitch? Well, they're screaming down the Zoom.
Well, everyone's looking down the tunnel and then suddenly he's in the middle of the pitch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like the start of a Tim Key show.
Yeah.
did he just come on a fridge last time?
He just always has a beam of light somewhere else. Yeah. It was Jack Barry and fake Tim Key head for a while, wasn't it? Anyway, it's so how big is this devil?
Fucking massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But fast, still fast.
Yeah, like 12 foot. And then it's at least one away fan. Get snatched from the
from the away end.
Yeah.
So you might get snatched if you go and see.
You might get snatched, yeah.
Come to Old Trafford, now, you might get snatched.
Have you got a motto, club motto? Because you might get snatched. You might get snatched. Yeah. In Latin or?
Yeah, Manchester, you might get snatched.
You might get snatched.
Google Translate, Manchester.
And I want to see what's the Man United motto at the moment?
Is it like ole, ole, ole?
It is.
That's an already, isn't it?
English. Oh, right. Sorry. It's
English.
It's wisdom and effort. Consilo e labore.
That's so boring, isn't
that's
it?
That's just
so
GCSE.
You might get snatched.
You might get snatched.
In Latin.
Or something like proper evil, like a summoning spell, like a demon summoning spell. Because all the fans should have
adeptus.
To do that.
Oh, that's quite.
They should have to do the. Yeah, yeah. Like an Iorgil
Valantis. Yeah.
And they're all just doing and shit. And then there's suddenly a little scurrying.
Yeah.
Well, the massive scurrying.
So you could have like all the Man United home fans just going, ut adepto, areptus.
Yeah.
Ut adepto, areptus.
What right, did them so do? Create a horrible, intimidating atmosphere on Zoom.
Yeah.
Via Zoom.
Yeah. But also, I'd still like, I'd like the sort of the kids to be able to come out with the team as well.
Waving flags and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So still friendly, like when players atmosphere. Come out, they come out with...
With a kid who's down on his luck or something.
Sorry, do you think when you watch football that that's all kids that are down on their luck?
I thought it was a nice thing they're doing for kids who are in some trouble.
They're not down.
Their parents usually pay £200 to be a mascot for the day.
Right, I didn't know that. I thought it was like it was all kids who were having a rough time.
Down on their luck.
No, it's
down
it's,
on their,
it's
can kids you be down on your luck as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%.
Welcome to the real world, mate.
Mate, you've never been to fucking Disneyland.
Yeah, but are you down on your luck if you're at Disneyland? You're having the time of your life.
So basically, it's usually parents that have got a bit of money that'll go, all right, well, little Tommy can have be a mascot for £200 a day.
Oh, I thought it was like a charity thing.
Sometimes, I think some of them are.
Sometimes, yeah.
But what do you want? Charity kids or you want...
charity kids, oh my God. Yeah.
The unlucky lads.
Yeah, I don't want them to have to pay to do that. I think it should be a nice day for them.
Yeah.
Will it be a nice day given the devil situation?
If they love the team, they won't get snatched.
Oh, you can't snatch any
no
of your
one
own
in,
players.
In one of our morph suits will get snatched.
The can kids you... have to wear a morph suit.
Yes, yeah, the kit.
Of course it is, yeah. Type into the Google Translate for away. Latin, no kids down on their luck will be snatched.
It's going to
no
take a long time.
No kids down on their luck will be snatched.
That could be a good motto for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is...
Unless they're there for the other team.
Non palentesque in fortuna sua arrepiento.
Lovely. That's a good little chant to do.
Non palentesque in fortuna sua arrepiento.
Unless it's the kids with
unless
the other team.
Unless it's the kids from the other team. Yeah. I can't bother to type that.
Yeah.
just type in. Okay, you're not. You finished.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can't be bothered. Right, this is, I think, a really big question, actually, for you.
Cool.
Catering. Inside the stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh,
First of all, actually, are you keeping the stadium as it is? Old Trafford?
I think so. I know I said I just want it on Zoom, but I think we should have people there, especially if we've got the devil now.
Now you've got the chanting
going on. Yeah.
Have you changed anything to Old Trafford? It's a little bit dated. It's a bit old at the moment.
Name?
I played there only a few months back, and if I'm honest, you could do it with a bit of a spruce. Clang!
Yeah. I think maybe sort of judge up the paint, the colours, and we'll get Llewellyn Bowen in.
Yeah. Yeah. What's he up to?
Well,
at the moment.
He's not a huge man. He's doing some adverts and stuff.
He's doing a lot of adverts at the moment. Yeah. Llewellyn Bowen.
He'll take the gig.
But that's all part of the documentary. We'll get Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen in to really sort of spice up the stadium. Some sort of hanging silks, etc.
I was going to say velvet, silk, chandelier somewhere.
Yeah. I just remember an episode of Changing Rooms where the woman walked back in and Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen done her house and she went, "You've made it look like a whore's boudoir."
So that's is that the reaction you want when the players are
on?
When all the fans come back into the stadium after...
You've made it look like a horse boudoir.
No children will be snatched. No children down the leg will be snatched.
And obviously in the middle of the pitch for the entrance of the mascot, we've got sort of a circle of candles and like a sort of sacrifice table.
Yeah.
I think that all adds to the atmosphere.
It does, I think. But I want luxurious goth.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah.
Is that the name of one of Edinburgh shows?
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Luxurious goth.
Yeah, that's the sort of look I want. Luxury goth.
Luxury goth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that as a premise. Well. Luxury goth. Red Devils.
Are you going to be encouraging, because obviously you're playing in skins when you're away, are you encouraging your lookalike players to get tats, get all tatted up, so they're more intimidating?
Yeah, I thought you meant for the sort of logo and the...
Well, they could do that, I suppose, but just anything.
Sort of carved into them, I think.
Carved.
Branded. They're branded.
Like a cattle.
Yeah, like a sort of satanic thing.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's all scarred.
And back to the big question, now that we understand, how are you going to match the catering to luxury goth?
So sorry, can we just stop that? The way Ed said that, and then just put his hand over his mouth and I can't believe he would have said that. It was beautiful.
Why would I say that? It's a fun podcast. Catering wise, no, I mean, I know I want table service.
Right. So you want tables? You've got the sacrifice table. You just mean in your seat?
Yeah, everyone gets a little table, like everyone a plane.
Like a little pull down.
Yeah, like a pull down or to the side, you know, like in a lecture hall.
Yes.
Or on the front row of an airplane.
Yeah, front row of an airplane comes out the arm.
In economy.
Yeah. So definitely table service, because food at football looks bad.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Well, I talk about this on everything apart from Grimsby. Grimsby's food is incredible. And do you know what? Side point, I'd love to take you to Grimsby at some point.
Yeah.
And treat you to the delights of the food at Blundell Park.
Just say yes. You're up for it and you won't have to do it.
Yes.
So what are you going to do then? What is the table service going to be? And also, so presumably you've got sort of waiting staff.
Mm.
How are they dressed? You know, what kind of branding?
I just feel that Reese is really provoking this nude kind of...
What kind of scars have they got?
Well, I feel bad about dressing. I mean, it's a hard job being a waiter at a football stadium because if someone sat in the middle of a row, good fucking luck.
Yeah. Quite frankly.
That's... Just launching something at them.
Yeah, no, because I want it to be proper like silver service as well.
Mm.
So silver maybe service. I think full dicky bow.
Yeah.
Really? Like full dicky bow with, you know, tea towel over the arm.
Right.
Yeah.
So is it gonna
it's just a touch of class.
Yeah.
You know, like there's new cinemas where it's really posh.
Like an expensive independent cinema.
Would you like a bed? What?
Yeah, exactly. You can get that.
Yeah.
A bed. You can get a bed.
Front row, you can get a bed.
Get a bed at Old Trafford.
Yeah, yeah.
This is great. Like a sun lounger Wayne Lineker's, what's it called?
Lineker's.
No, he's got another one. Ocean Beach in Ibiza.
Bit like that.
Little bed, bit of Verve Clico.
Yeah, luxury goth.
Luxury goth.
What's on the menu?
Well, if Absinthe. You're on one of the beds in the away stand, you're on the menu.
Right, because you might get snatched.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's prime snatching territory.
And that's it's the last place you want to be.
Yeah.
In the home end, you want to be on the beds because it's the best place to be.
Yeah.
But if there's the possibility a devil will snatch you,
yeah,
get yourself on an enclosed little seat, you
yeah.
idiot.
Yeah.
Get a box.
You pay in the away end, you have to pay quite a lot of money to have a cage seat.
Right. Really? So there are options of cage seats.
Yeah, to make sure you don't get snatched.
Right. Okay.
That's quite cool. Right? Do you want to, what are you doing? Just going to go out with the, no, I'm getting a cage, mate.
Yeah, get in the
I'm
cage.
I'm going in a cage. I'm going to pretend I'm a dancer from the 1990s in a nightclub.
Yeah, but you'd be terrified as well.
Yeah, which they were.
Because the devil will come up real close.
And does he rattle your cage?
Yeah, rattles the cage.
Shakes your cage, does he? Is he massive? So is he strong enough to just lift the whole cage?
What, 12 foot?
Yeah, about 12 foot.
Yeah, so he could surely
He's
just...
He's got 8 miles.
He could take the cage anyway.
You couldn't, yeah, but... No, it's like proper bolted to the floor.
Okay, fine.
And also he doesn't want to cause any structural damage to the stadium because it is his team.
And again,
so he
sorry.
Does have some respect
for the
infrastructure.
I know this is an audio podcast, but the way in which Rhys just said, shake the cage, you said it in such a sexy way. As in like, go on, shake my cage.
Rattle my cage.
This has got very
you
sexual.
You are a devil.
What food are we serving then? Obviously, apart from the...
I think we have different pop-ups sort of every month.
Yeah.
So all the hottest chefs from all over the place are desperate to come and cook at Manchester.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just Manchester. Yeah, Manchester.
Some suggestions.
Deviled eggs.
Yeah. Well, it should be spicy food, shouldn't it?
It should be.
Red devils, devil's hot. Devil's red.
Fucking hell.
Yeah?
What was that?
What?
It was just a master improviser at work.
No, my microphone just. The microphone just came out of the bottom.
Devils on horseback.
Devils on horseback.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's what Lloyd was reaching for, I reckon. Yeah.
No,
he just
wanted to
use the phrase hot sauce, I think.
Hot sauce?
Forgot.
Hot sauce?
Yeah, hot sauce. Yeah, a lot of sort of themed dishes, but some proper good pop ups.
What are those really hot chilies called?
Scotch bonnets.
Yeah. Reaper, Carolina Reapers.
Carolina Reapers.
Oh, yeah, that
Ghost
works.
Chilies. I think I'd like us to be the first football club with a Michelin star.
Ah.
Have there not been any football clubs with Michelin stars?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but when a football team wins a big trophy, they can put a star above their badge.
Yes.
On the thing. But you could do it with just Michelin
stars.
With
a Michelin star.
That would be nice if the whole system changed so you could only put a star on your badge if it's a Michelin star.
If you had a Michelin star.
I had the best steak I've ever had at Arsenal's ground.
The best steak you've ever had?
At Arsenal's ground.
You were in a posh bit, right?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
You didn't get it from...
Mark up here, why not?
Yeah, they don't do a steak at the bit where you can also buy a hot dog. You have to eat it with your hands.
Mark up here.
Elbows out.
Yeah.
Knocking all the stinky men off.
Mark up here, why? Lovely steak. I had a great day.
What, did he cook it?
He was there, yeah.
What, you had a Marco Pierre White steak?
I don't know if he cooked it, but he was knocking about. His photo was on the wall.
Right.
Was it him or was it a photo?
That has gone from Marco Pierre White cooked me a steak.
Yeah.
I don't know if he cooked it. He was knocking about. There was a photo of him. A photo of him is not knocking about.
Okay.
He needs to be in the building.
Why would they put a photo of that then?
What? So you think all photos of people
yeah.
are up because they were there that day and then they're still there?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that is why.
Yeah.
That is why. Do you know what he means?
I'm not stupid.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Okay, are there any rules before we? Because we obviously we got to put all the info into the supercomputer.
We also we've got a little community chest for you as well. The supercomputer sometimes throws you scenarios out.
Okay,
just to test your knowledge reacting to a situation.
Tricky situations.
Should we give the tricky situation first, and then you can give us what else you've got on your list?
Yeah, do it.
Okay,
because this might help me with the tricky situation.
This is the supercomputer has thrown up this scenario. Your star player is now being offered so much money to appear on Love Island, he can't afford not to. He is, however, very anxious about the public scrutiny. He's scared he'll get injured slipping on whipped cream during one of the games. Mm. He's worried his wife and kids will see him go into the hideaway. He's worried Ian Sterling will slag him off. And he's weirdly worried about having to be topless on TV despite having 0% body fat and that being his away kit.
Right.
Do you offer him a pay rise to stop this from happening? Or, as someone who has been on Love Island themselves, can you reassure him it'll all be okay?
Well, the problem is, what the supercomputer's thrown up a situation that I immediately have an answer for, but it's not the options that you've offered.
Okay, well, you can do a third option if you like.
All right, I'll just get someone who looks like him.
Perfect. What, on Love Island or after he goes?
Either one.
So you can either just go, because you've got the lookalike agency, but you have multiple lookalikes of the same person available.
Yeah, stack them up.
You stack them up.
You go onto a lookalike website, they haven't just got one lookalike. There's two or three there.
Yeah, and look, we've ranked them. So this guy is the best lookalike of a player we previously used to have.
Well, we've got a slightly shitter one.
We got a slightly shitter one. So either we send the shitter one to Love Island, or we send our real one to Love Island and have the shitter one
use your backup.
Or let's just say one gets a metatarsal injury. Well, he can do that, he can still have a metatarsal injury in Love Island.
Yeah,
swap out.
Yeah,
yeah.
It makes perfect sense. You've covered your...
Look, this lookalike thing solves a lot of problems.
It does. And if you're going to... I didn't realise it was going to be like stock in a shop.
Yeah.
That you've got multiples. We can go back into the... I'll go into the warehouse. Yeah, see, go in the back room.
Really...
It's the Argos.
Really ropey stock.
You look through a lookalike catalogue and then you just go in the back and go...
Yeah.
No, he's got what about a cheaper one?
He's got one eye, but...
We need a Luke Shaw, but with two eyes, if that's all right.
Oh. He's already gone to Love Island.
He's already gone to Love Island. Fuck.
He's in the villa. Okay.
What other ideas? Anything else that you're throwing in there before we wrap it up into the supercomputer?
Well, Morph 6 was an idea for the kit, but also I thought we could just have a different theme every week.
Okay.
Kit wise,
like a party, like a costume party,
like World Book Day.
Right.
Lovely.
Okay. On World Book Day, we'd really go for it.
I love the idea of professional
football
teams footballers.
Should do World Book Day. It's a shame they don't.
Do World Book Day. And also, and not just pussy out and pick a book about football.
Yeah.
I've come dressed as Paul Merson.
I've come dressed as the history of Manchester City. I wouldn't have thought so.
These have to be fiction books, I'm afraid, lads.
Absolutely, yeah. Buy the best team, we've covered that. We're sort of pranksters.
No further questions.
Now go on.
No further questions.
Go on.
Well, I want to get the Jackass guys involved as well.
Oh, yes.
I think they should lead them out onto the pitch.
Yeah. Okay. Along with the devil.
Yeah, along with the devil. Well, yeah, the devil comes out whenever he feels like it. No,
you should just use the devil whenever you're losing.
Yeah.
Devil comes out just onto the pitch.
What was the noise?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So the Jackass lads are coming out with the kids who are down on their luck.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a lot of the Jackass boys are down on their luck now anyway.
Yeah, okay, so maybe they're the kids down on their luck.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think so. And, you know, just general pranks. A lot of it's based on putting off the opposing team. So my other idea, this is my favourite idea to put off the opposing team. You know, there's always a guy who announces stuff in the stadium, right?
Yeah.
That guy is going to be Michael Winslow from the Police Academy films.
Oh, right. Fucking
right.
And every time the opposing team does anything, he does like a sound effect to really, so they like every time like the striker walks along, he does like farting sounds
through
a step and stuff like that.
Or like he's wearing heels.
I'm
not wearing heels. What's that noise?
I think Winslow's gonna cause all sorts of trouble.
And if they
trouble.
Like if he steps up for a penalty, he can be like boy oy, 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 oy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And when anytime they miss
it's gonna be such good sports.
Michael Winslow, watching him in Edinburgh about 10 years ago do a 20-minute set is one of the best things I think I've ever seen. It's unbelievable.
Was it him, or was it just a picture of him in the room?
It was a lookalike, actually. he said a lookalike. Awful impressions.
He can't do tape, though, can he?
Who can?
Lloyd.
Oh, yeah. And diving's encouraged.
Oh, yeah.
In our games. I don't know if I can change the rules of all football, can I?
I think if you could, you can just do it if you want to take that risk.
Yeah, diving's encouraged, but it's judged by a panel of actors.
Right, okay.
So it's like VAR. That's right.
Yeah. Absolute panic.
Yeah. But it's a panel of actors to judge to see how good the dive was. And if it's really good acting, then you get an extra goal or points or whatever it is.
Penalty?
Or so typically when two players dive and they're trying to win a free kick or a penalty.
Yeah, yeah.
So would you just get given
you
the penalty?
You get given the goal. You don't need to do the penalty.
If right, it's really okay, good straight acting, away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great. Yeah, and it's like so
you encourage football players to really go for it, like cry, maybe prepare a short dramatic monologue about the dive.
Yeah.
So if it's good acting, then but if it's bad acting, then you get a goal taken off you.
Right, okay. What if you haven't scored one? You're on minus one.
You're on minus one or you lose a player.
Mm. That's a good idea. Good. So are they famous actors? The people doing it?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Michael Sheen?
Sheen. Hanks.
Barrowman?
Barrowman.
Dench?
Dench. Dench is on the bench.
A lovely stuff. Yeah. It's lovely
Dench
stuff.
Is on the bench.
Oh, and everyone gets a streaker on the subs bench.
Really?
Yeah.
How is the streaker selected?
Like genitals.
Based on
naked attraction.
You just see a little window genital, you go, I want that one. And they go, there you go on.
Well, they're all in boxes along the side.
Right.
They're literally like naked attraction boxes.
And then you go,
and then
get
you put
on
that
pitch.
One and the window comes up and they just run.
And then you scurry off.
Like crazy.
Scurry on like the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
Just goes nuts. And are you telling the stewards in the stadium to go and catch them and take them down, or just say let them have 5 minutes?
No, because they're subs. They're employed by the
employed by the club.
They're on PAYE, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, but surely you want to have a couple of the jackass lads in high vis.
Yeah,
go and then you don't tell them that they're so they think they've got to go and take them down, and then you've got absolute pure entertainment.
I'm not sure anyone could deal with the hypocrisy of the jackass lads chasing someone by having their genitals out.
What a redemption arc.
Probably in one of the boxes.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then
Steve-O would be in there.
Yeah, Steve-O would be in there.
With his
Steve-O, what
with
a treat.
His pierced penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd know who was Steve-O.
Yeah. It's just all injured and bashed up.
Yeah, the one with the toy car up his ass.
Do you think he's ever put a toy car up
his ass? Yeah, that's why I referenced it. It's in the first
Jackass
movie.
I don't think it was him, was it?
Was it not?
No, I don't think it was him.
Oh, fuck. Who was it?
I think it might have been Ryan Dunn, you know, R.I.P.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Well, thanks for coming on the podcast.
We've learnt a lot. I dare say you've learnt a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a bit of football knowledge. I don't know if you'll retain it.
Yeah. VAR.
You now know what certain things are. We've obviously reached the point where we must enter all the data into the supercomputer, and it will judge whether you are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Met Dennis Wise once.
Okay, it's good. No, good. Any little bits of info you want to throw into the supercomputer just to try and
I should have said we were talking about football. I had to play in a Pro Evolution Soccer tournament in Italy once for an Indonesian football website.
What was going on there? You said had to.
Well, I got asked to do it. It was a lot of money. I can't find it on the internet anywhere, so I assume it was a tax thing. Flew to Milan. It was me, Ross Kemp. There was a rugby player there as well. There was a boxer.
Big sport fan, Ed.
With Ben Cohen.
Cohen.
Was it George Groves?
George Groves.
Maybe. But Ross Kemp was there. And then we were trained, our teams were trained by football players. So quite helpfully for me, Marcel Desailly was there. So he's my era.
Yeah.
Have you met Marcel Desailly?
Huh?
Have you met Marcel Desailly?
Yeah.
I've met Marcel Desailly. Have you met Marcel Desailly?
Yeah.
Dennis Wise was there, but he wasn't actually part of the thing, but he just happened to be at the hotel, so he came and had a drink with us.
He happened to be in the same hotel.
In Milan. He came out, we got there quite late, and he was quite drunk and came out and said hello to me and Ross Kemp. Who else was there?
How long ago was this? How long ago?
Ooh, 2018, 19?
So relatively recently.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Martin Keown, we had a long chat on the way back about keyless car entry.
Great.
You could have that on the Anne Hurst.
Yeah.
Great, yeah. That's how you got a kazoo job.
That pouch you can put your
key in.
Your key in.
Yeah.
Just stop about an hour and a half that chat. Wait, I thought you'd be impressed by that.
It's not up to us, really, it's the supercomputer. It's whether or not the supercomputer's impressed
by it. So you put all that in.
Yeah.
Okay. I was excited to meet Dennis Wise.
What was he like?
Just a little boy.
Yeah. He was like a little boy down on his luck.
Yeah.
But staying in a nice hotel of his own accord. Probably looking at what you were doing, thinking, have I not got a... I'm literally here. Didn't have to pay travel. Travel and board are covered by me, and I still can't get the gig. I'm in the game. Can't get the Pro Evo gig. I'm on it. Yeah. Okay, Lloyd, if you wouldn't mind, press enter on the supercomputer.
Yeah, sure. One second.
Winslow?
It's like Winslow is in the room.
What? Who's Winslow?
Michael Winslow.
What does he do?
Police Academy.
He's a big computer, isn't he?
He's a big computer, is he?
What does it say, Lloyd? What's the verdict?
The verdict, and this surprises me. Ed Gamble, you're fit and proper.
You are fit and proper.
That is great.
What does that mean for the documentary?
You are fit and proper.
That's good.
I think it's a good starting point for the documentary.
Who's making the documentary, by the way?
Apple TV.
It's straight for Apple.
Yeah.
Brett involved?
No, Brett's not involved.
Really?
Doesn't know anything about football.
The first Apple project is not involved.
he doesn't know anything about football. Let's get him on this podcast.
It's actually, the supercomputer has said, actually didn't really like a lot of your policies in terms of ethics and whatnot, especially the kid snatching bit.
It wasn't necessarily a kid snatching bit.
Oh, right. Well, the supercomputer certainly misinterpreted that as a kid snatching and gobbling, it says. Gobbling up the kids.
If they're in the away.
An away kid, yeah. But the fact you've met Dennis Wise.
Yeah.
Oh, swayed it massively. So the fact you threw that in at the end, that's what the supercomputer liked. And thought, he actually doesn't know what he's talking about.
The little Dennis Wise thing. He brought it back to life.
He doesn't know what he's talking about here. He's played Pro Evo and he's had a long chat with Martin Keown about keys.
Lack of keys, keyless car entry. Well, great. Well, listen, I can't wait to come to Manchester to watch Manchester and just to sample this lovely food that you've got going on.
It's going to be great. Michelin star, baby.
Are you coming, Reese?
I'll be there. But I'm definitely in the home end because I'm absolute prime snatch.
You are prime snatch.
I'm like the ultimate. Like, I'd get snatched in a second.
Yeah, the devil would love you.
Yeah,
because you're ethically it's fine because you're an adult.
Yeah,
but you've got the real look of a kid down on his luck.
Exactly. I'm getting snatched straight away.
He literally is a kid.
I'm getting snatched in no time. Yeah, and no one would care.
No,
that's the thing. Everyone would be like, yeah, fine, take him. Obviously, take him.
Easy.
I might apply to be a streaker.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
There's not much of a process.
What?
The boxes are just open at the beginning of the game. You can just wander in.
Just pop in.
Let's book our trains. Ed, thank you.
Thank you. I love football.
There we go. Ed Gamble. Not a football fan.
What?
Well, he said he ended it with saying, I am a football fan, to be fair. So he is a football fan.
He loves football. Mate, he knows Scott Minto. He's best mates with Dennis Wise.
He did have a lot more. I thought he was against football. But he's not.
He's not against football. He's just someone that isn't bothered by it.
You're not interested in it. He lacks the drama of wrestling. But I think the story.
It's good that we get people on that have got ideas outside of football.
It's nice to have observations come in from an outsider's perspective, like football stinks, for example.
Yeah. It does. Well, I mean, I gave you that.
Yeah, he said on Boxing Day, and then he said in general, it stinks. The idea of table service, I'm very keen on that.
I can't see that taking up.
Order through an app.
I cannot see.
You should order through the QR code.
Imagine how, and I know it happens at baseball.
It's a big thing in America. It's already happening.
I know, but they...
You need a hot dog cannon.
They don't drink as much as us.
You can't, you couldn't do drinks, and you couldn't do silver service, what he's saying. You couldn't do...
So you're saying firing a hot dog at someone is silver service?
No, I'm saying you wouldn't be able to do, you know, the dicky bow and the little serviette over the arm and all that sort of stuff.
Serviette?
Yes.
Serviette.
Yeah, so
happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Fine, let's crack on them.
Okay, well, you know, classics, just tell your friends about the podcast.
Tell your friends, tell your family, anyone that likes it. You don't have to be a football fan, you don't have to be a comedy fan, you don't even have to have earphones.
It's true, but I think a lot of people do have them.
Yeah.
Pop us a review, it helps us climb the charts, and we're trying to topple off Menu. We think it's time.
Imagine.
We're going to go for the king, and we best not miss. So it needs to be us. We need to beat them, okay? You're here because you like Ed Gamble. Presumably you've heard of a little podcast called Off Menu. Let's put it in the fucking mud. Let's leave it in the dust.
The views of Reece James there.
He said, can you plug my podcast? And I
Oh yeah.
I have. He did not ask us.
It's good that we're plugging the Off Menu podcast.
Trying to get a boost for Off Menu.
But thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed Ed. We hope you enjoy other episodes. Thanks for visiting our little weird little poddy. And we'll see you.
Oh, God, that was gross.
See you soon.
Just end it.
See you soon, baby.